Outside of my presence, there is no peace. There are many who have ideas and ways to bring satisfaction to their senses and to their mind. But outside of my presence, none of those things will truly satisfy. None of those things will truly bring the freedom that I bring and the freedom that I've made available. So you who know me, you who are called of my name, why do you seek for peace? Why do you seek for comfort? Why do you seek for satisfaction outside the realms of my spirit? For I tell you the truth, there are those who will prey upon the weak and will have great solutions and ideas for how you can find peace, how you can deal with torment and fear. And in the days ahead, even now, there are those who have come into the church and are teaching a way to find peace that is outside the realms of my spirit. But for you who have made the choice and have said, there's no other option for me, you'll begin to see a difference as things grow dimmer, as things become more difficult, as problems and difficulties arise. You will find that within you, there's a greater peace and a greater expectation than what you had had in times past. And some will even wonder if there's something wrong with you. You will even wonder if within yourself, why is it that I'm finding joy and peace in the midst of these situations? And some will even counsel you to say, this is an unhealthy way to deal with such a thing. But I say to you, you have learned of me. You have drawn upon my presence, you have drawn upon my word, and you have drawn from my spirit the strength, the grace, and all the things necessary to stand in this time of trouble, to stand in the times that are coming upon the earth. You have within you what is necessary to be able to walk in the fullness thereof. The fullness of my peace, the fullness of my wisdom, the fullness of sanity and soundness. You have it within you. Don't allow those who have what may seem to be good intentions to distract you and take you down a path that I have not ordained. For you see, this is a time when you who are called of me, you who are called to this purpose, must become even more narrowly focused than before. For it is a time when the distractions will be more and more subtle, will seem almost like the right thing to do, and many times will seem as though it's the best thing to do. But you know how I have trained you, and you know how I lead you in during the days and weeks and months to come. There will be a deception that seems so pure, it seems so right, it seems like it would bring the answer, but it's not of me. And it's going to be very important that you stay steadfast, laser focused on that which I have given you, the instructions that I have brought, as I have cautioned before, the enemy is working through family, through close relationships, through ideas that would appear to bring blessings to you, to your family, and to those around you. Be aware. Be aware. Beware of the deception. Beware of the ploys. And simply follow me. This is not a time to veer off course. This is not a time to begin something new. It's a time to continue and stay steadfast in that which I have given you. And you will see that on the other side, the deception will be so clear. You'll be so relieved. You'll be so happy that you stayed with me, that you'll know beyond any shadow of a doubt, you will know that you're on the right course, that you've done the right things, that you stayed in the right track. There'll be many who will follow another way, and you'll be tempted to stop them and to grab a hold and to say, no, veer them off this direction, and to say, follow me and come along this path. But I say to you, let them go, and you'll see that you'll be equipped to help them on the other side of this attack. For I speak of a specific attack that's coming against this body, and even some specific people within this body, and you'll know, the temptation will be to take what appears to be the easy road out. But I assure you, you have within you the ability to keep following the truth that you know, to keep on the path that you're on. And as you do, you will become more and more equipped, more and more able to not only walk in the fullness of what I have you walk in with peace, but also you'll be able to be the anchor for someone else. So don't be distracted. Don't veer off course. But continue in the truth and in the understanding of what you have within you, what my spirit has given you. And you'll find that this place will become a place of refuge, even for yourselves. As you face difficult times, run to the gathering of my people. Run and come and be a part of what's happening. And you'll see that I will continue to bring the equipping and the things necessary for you to stand. No matter the vessel that stands behind this pulpit, I say to you this day, I will fill you with my presence as you come and gather in this place. I say to you, I will bring the necessary equipment for you to walk through every trial, every temptation, every ploy of the enemy. I myself will bring the equipment necessary. Do not allow yourself to be deceived, to say, I don't need what this man is saying today. I don't need what that man is saying today. I don't need another sermon. I don't need another teaching. I don't need another hour around other people. But understand that I am using this place as a tool to bring to you the equipping that you need. Do not despise what I'm doing here in this place.